92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Business conventions are good for three reasons. One, you get to learn new techniques about whatever industry that you're in, maybe help you increase your business. Number two, the sex. And then number three, the sex.
What?
Those are the three reasons that business conventions are really, really good.
What are you talking about?
Anytime you meet somebody at a convention, you just assume you're probably going to be having sex with them.
Why are you in the porn industry? Like, no, what industry are you in?
Everybody knows that about business conventions. It's like you're in town for one night, you're for the weekend, and you're just there, and you go and you learn whatever it is that you have to learn for the day, then you go out drinking at night, and usually probably hook up with somebody.
All right.
And that's where James, who's on the phone today, he met the girl that he wants to call at a business convention, so I'm assuming that they slept together. Did you, James?
We did not.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing, man? Come on, it's a convention girl. They're so easy.
Come on.
I guess I don't know if that's true yet.
Oh, yes. Okay. Is that the way it is? You know what? I haven't been to a business convention in a long time. I was in a marketing company for like a couple years and it was terrible. But that's what I remember always thinking every time I had to go to a convention. I was like, I'm going to get lucky.
Did you ever?
By myself? Sure. But that's just...
So there's no fact at all to what you're saying.
Are business conventions like what I think they are?
You know, it's a lot of people. We're trapped in a space. You know, when you get out, I guess things could happen. Did it happen for me this time? But, you know.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today?
Yeah, her name is Kira. We met at a convention.
Really?
I come in out of town.
Interesting. You met at a convention?
Convention shock, right? I come in from out of town every couple of weeks. That's where I met her. And we just kind of hit it off.
Have you ever seen her before? Or?
No. This is my first time seeing her, was at this specific convention.
Okay. And did you guys actually go out on a date, or did you just hang out all day at the convention?
Well, we like hung out, and then I said, you know, hey, do you want to grab, you know, some dinner tonight? I'm leaving tomorrow if you want to grab dinner tonight. And she said, yeah.
Was it clear that it was a date? Because I feel like if you're hanging out all day with business people, it could just be like, hey, we're both from out of town. We both have to go out to eat.
That's when the sex happens.
Oh, of course. Okay. Sorry.
Have you never been in business before, ever?
Apparently not.
I mean, she knew that this was more than a dinner date. And, you know, honestly, I was kind of hoping that we would end up having a little bit of sex maybe at the end of the night.
Yes.
There you go. I actually knew that already because I read your email, and it says at one point you started actually asking her about getting physical with each other.
What?
Yeah, after a few drinks, I did.
That sounds so awkward to me.
Well, I mean, you know, we're having a couple of drinks, and I felt comfortable. I felt like she was comfortable, too. So, it wasn't, I guess, look back at it, it was not the kind of move I should have made.
How did you approach that with her, though? What'd you say?
You know, I was just like, how about, you know, I got my room key, hotel's right next door. You know, I was trying to be sly, and it was not sly.
What did she say to you back?
She kind of got a little uncomfortable and was, like, ready to go, and I felt awful. You know, I'm a human. And I offered to walk her back to her hotel, and she said no thanks, and got a cab, and I just went back to my place. And, you know, I tried to reach out. I did, because I felt bad, and I haven't heard from her.
What do you do about trying to reach out? You text her or call her?
Yeah. You know, send her a text. That seems to be the easiest way to get a hold of her, and I haven't heard anything.
I think the problem was that you actually asked her to, like, go to your hotel. You know, everybody knows the way you approach that is you just slide your room key across the table and wink three times.
So gross.
Lesson learned.
And then you go, and then she'll just pick up on that hint.
I mean, like, you know, like, all joking aside, I really, really liked this girl. And I mean, that's why I wrote in, because I want to try to make this happen, you know?
Okay, so do you want to apologize to her for being maybe a little too forward and then ask her for a second date?
Absolutely. I want to apologize, and I want to see if, you know, if I can't get a second chance, you know?
Mm-hmm. You feel like she got the wrong impression.
Yeah, you know, that's like, that's not really me.
That's not really you, but if she would have said yes to going back to your room, you would have absolutely done it, right? So it's you sometimes.
So
sometimes that's really you, but you would actually like to date her.
I mean, there's two sides to each person, right?
Yeah.
Before all that happened, I really do think we had an actual connection, and I'm very interested and attracted to her.
So you think you just messed up by trying to get it back to your room same night that you met.
I totally messed it up. I mean, we were drinking, and yeah, I mean, you know how it is. You take signs that might not be there, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
We've got James on the phone with us, and today he wants to call a girl named Kiara. They met at a convention. He thinks he screwed up their first date because during dinner, he asked her if she wanted to go back to his hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like, check out the great deal on Wi-Fi that they have there or the great amenities. Oh, to no. Do stuff that adults do with each other in hotel rooms on occasion.
Yes.
And she turned him down and said no and hasn't talked to him since. But he'd like to get her on the phone because they met at this convention. He's in town once in a while. He wants to go out with her again, like on an actual date, and not just try to, you know, get some butt.
So, butt?
Yeah.
Get some butt. Yeah, that is one sexy way to put it. Oh, my
All right,
God.
James,
how could a girl say no?
You're about ready to give her a call and see if you can do some damage control and get another date?
Let's see what happens.
All right. You know, the tough part about this for you is convincing her that you're not just interested in sex.
Right.
Because you already went there, so how do you go back and be like, no, I promise that wasn't the only thing that I'm interested in. I would actually like to date you.
Charm?
Yeah, maybe.
You think you have some of that, James?
Well, I guess we'll find out today.
If you had charm, you would have been able to get her to go back to your room. You wouldn't even be having this problem.
Yeah, I guess it's the power of persuasion, then.
I think just be honest and true to yourself, James, is probably the best goal here.
Okay, yeah, I'll just, apologize and let her know that I was just too forward and see if we can't, go back and try it again and show her who I really am. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to dial the phone right now and get her on the phone. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kiara, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Kiara. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
This is who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Jubal. I'm sorry. I don't know who this is.
Okay. I'm calling from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
One of our listeners recently emailed us about you, asking if we could get you on the phone.
Someone wants me on the phone?
Yeah, sort of. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's basically if you go out on a date with somebody and then blow them off, they email us and ask if we can get you on the phone and ask if they did something wrong.
Who would do that?
His name is James, and you recently met him at a convention.
God, really?
Yep. James emailed us and asked if we could get a hold of you because you're apparently not answering any of his text messages.
Did you like James at all?
Well, I liked him on our date until the very end, but no.
Are you talking about the point where he asked if you wanted to go back to his hotel room?
He told you that?
Mm.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
He told us because we asked him about your date and about meeting you. He said that he really liked you, but he also felt like he kind of overstepped his bounds there, and he felt bad about it.
He kind of overstepped his boundaries? I mean, did he tell you everything?
That's all I know is that you guys met at a convention, went out for dinner, and he asked you to go back to his room, and that's the last he heard from you. That's all he told us.
Okay, so did he tell you towards the end of dinner, and I understand we had both had a couple of drinks, but mm-hmm. did he tell you that he said to me, hey, I'm in town every couple of weeks, and I would love to have you as my friend with benefits.
Whoa. That is seriously what he propositioned you?
He was already trying to get me back to his place that night, which I figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stupid. It's not my first convention, but just be like, hey, baby, I'm in town every couple of weeks. You could be my regular friends with benefits. What the hell is that all about?
Is that really how he said it? Because that's not how he explained it to us at all.
Well, I'm sure he's being all sweet when he explains it to you guys. He doesn't want to sound like a f***ing dick.
Good point. I mean, so...
When I said no, because seriously, I've known him over dinner for maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
He accused me of being a prude.
No, he didn't.
What?
He sure did.
Oh,
how did he say that?
That's so weird.
Because I value myself as a human being, not just as a woman, but as a human being. He just doesn't want to spread my legs over cheap wine and shitty steak.
Oh, my God.
So what did he say to you? I mean, did he flat out call you a prude?
He did. He called me a prude. at dinner, and that was that.
Oh,
and from
that
there,
is...
I got up and I went to go get a cab, go back to my hotel.
That is so crazy. Like, the way he painted it was how much he enjoyed your company and how great he thought you were. Like, I would have never guessed he was that sleazy.
I would have never thought he was that sleazy when he so very nicely asked me out after we hung out all day. But as it turns out, he's no different than the majority of the sleazeballs who go to these conventions are like, hey, time to hook up. Wife's not around. I mean, they're all f***ing kids.
Does this happen a lot at conventions?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, everyone who's ever been to a convention knows it's just like code for one big f***ing
step. That's funny. You was right.
I was joking about that earlier. We were talking about it, and I was like, that's the way at least I would think of conventions. Boy, I mean, I guess you get a bunch of horny businessmen out there. Is this the first time something like this has happened to you?
Actually, it is, because this is the first time I've ever said yes to going to dinner with anyone.
Yeah.
Normally, I just go, I do my thing, I hang out with whoever's there, and I just go back to my hotel room and go to bed.
Yeah.
So, he told us that he tried to text you after your date.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Oh. Did he not just apologize in his text?
No, no, no. I mean, he did. He's like, listen, I'm sorry if things got out of hand. And I wrote him back. I'm like, just don't contact me ever again. And then the guy has the balls to say, well, you don't know what you're missing with this d-. And I'm like, what?
That's so gross.
He really said that to you?
I still have the text message.
Oh, wow.
My gosh,
he left all of that out. It didn't, from his side of the story, it sounds like he was very sweet to you after, like, I really apologize for asking you to go back to my room. That was so wrong of me.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you love to just kind of talk to him about it, though?
Actually, I really wouldn't like to talk to him about it. I hope I never talk to him or see him again.
Oh.
At all.
That's a shame, because he's on the phone listening right now. He wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Kira, don't you think you're, like, over-exaggerating this?
No, I seriously am not over-exaggerating. I have those text messages that you sent me, and you're, like, a foul, crass pig, and I don't want
right.
to talk to you anymore.
Kira, please, you know, just hang on one second, all right? I apologize for those text messages and... You know, like, it isn't really me, but, I mean, at the same time, we were both drinking a lot. I don't remember sending you that text message. I remember apologizing, but I don't remember saying anything about my dick. I wouldn't do that.
I thought it was just another piece of proof that what a disgusting pig that you are, that I saved it, showed it to all the women that I know that are going to the convention in a week to make sure that they didn't as much as even say hello to you.
That's so awesome.
But you know what? You were the one that went out with me. Didn't you just say that you knew that's what these conventions were all about, and yet you came out to dinner with me?
Uh-oh.
You can't play this on me.
What?
I went out to dinner with you. I didn't go back to your hotel room with you and then suddenly become a prude. There's a big difference when you learn it.
Well, but here's the deal. You got me going. We were there together, and then all of a sudden you're going to walk away? That sounds like a prude to me.
What?
We were drinking. You were flirting. You were trying to get me going, and you got me going.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
James,
so
why do you have to say it like that?
Stop.
It's true. You did it to me.
Oh, my God. Seriously, you guys, I'm so sick of this guy. He's a f***ing pig. If you can't tell that. All of you are delusional.
No, I don't think anybody, like, doubts that. Everybody's on your side with this one, Kira.
Once I heard the phrase, got me going, a few times in there, I'm on board. Hey, Kira, regardless, would you like to go out with James again on a second date?
What?
I'd love to pay for it.
No.
Huh. No?
Hell no.
What if we don't get him going as bad on this date?
Oh.
I would sooner go out with my dog.
Yeah, you know, whatever, you prude. You need to learn how to throw your signals out.
Yeah,
it's definitely Kira's fault.
Go get a prostitute next time, honey.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? There's another convention coming up. I'll see what I can do.
Now you guys got me going with that whole prostitute thing. And when you got me going, you got me going.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.